This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So it looks like a recent focus group had a lot of, well, not so good words to describe Joe Biden. And it looks like, folks, again, I mean, this is really starting to approach a critical mass. At least it's going that direction, don't you think? But here's the real central question, and that is, is Joe Biden the one to beat in 2024? In other words, is it better that he is the nominee in terms of going up against him in the general election, or is it better if you're going up against somebody else? But, you know, that's a political question, but certainly the overall question is for our country. What happens if Joe Biden continues being president and he doesn't step down or is asked to step aside or at least doesn't run again because of these issues? And you bet your bottom dollar the Democrat Party elite are trying to figure all this out all the time right now. I mean, this is the thing that they're worried about. Maybe not so much even the Russian national security threat, which we talked a little bit about in hour number one. And we'll tell you a little bit more about it here on the program this morning again here in hour number two. Welcome, by the way, everybody. It is hour number two of the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we have the telephone number 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And welcome to everybody just now joining us here for hour number two. Glad to be with you, of course. AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. AM 930, of course, in Sarasota. And everybody listening along the GCN network. And we really appreciate everybody at GCN, by the way, working real hard for the program. We so much appreciate it. They distribute the show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and where would we be without them? And so, again, we very much appreciate them. And so, again, it is the Thursday edition. By the way, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and so I hope that you had a great Valentine's Day as well. You know, yesterday I actually had to stop by the grocery store and spend oodles of money to fill up one bag of groceries. And I noticed, of course, when it's Valentine's Day and building up, especially on Valentine's Day, they have all these flowers, you know, fresh-cut flowers and roses. They have the big candy displays and, you know, stuffed animals and all kinds of stuff. And so, yeah, it was definitely Valentine's Day. But we hope that you had a good day. By the way, folks, once again, if you're going to be with us here throughout the morning, at the bottom of hour number four, which is in the 5 o'clock hour, about 5:30 Eastern time, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And in just a little bit here in hour number three, we're going to start talking with Denise Simon. She'll be with us. I should say we're in hour number two right now, but at the top of the hour, just before we go to the news, we'll be talking with Denise, and then she'll be with us for most of hour number three. And then we'll talk with Chris Markowski, of course. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. And by the way, thanks so very much to Frederick. Now, he's listening to us all the way from New York City this morning, so that is pretty cool in and of itself. He says, happy Thursday, Kyle. It looks like everything you and Chris have been predicting about EVs and lackluster demand is coming true, or is coming rather coming to a head. And so we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to ask Chris about that as well, Frederick. And thanks for the reference to the article that you sent. Because yeah, we will talk to Chris again about that. And yes, I think we're especially Chris is right on the money on this because obviously the EV issue, you can't go through mandates and expect everything to just be fine and sort of force everybody into something that either A, they don't really want necessarily, and B, the technology isn't there for. But thanks again. We sure appreciate it, Frederick. And again, listening all the way from New York City. I mean, we are truly coast to coast here, folks. We truly are coast to coast. I love it. I just absolutely love it. All right. Well, you know what some people don't love is they don't love how Joe Biden is faring here, or how he's presenting himself, and where they see this administration going. This from Town Hall, by the way. Independent voters' brutalization of Joe Biden left the NYT, or New York Times, shell-shocked. The New York Times spoke to independent voters about Joe Biden and the 2024 election, and the comments were brutal for the president. The worst part is that we're only in February. The economy is bound to continue in this endless cycle of mediocrity, and inflation will remain at unacceptable levels. Yeah, well, that's exactly what we were seeing happen, of course, just this last go-around with this economic data. And by the way, folks, I mean, you know, I saw one report. And I don't know how much this really could be in the offing, but if inflation would continue to go up, they might actually raise the rates again. I mean, that's one person's opinion, but, you know, everybody had baked in the idea that there would not be any more rate gain hikes, but that there would only be rate reductions. But that's even off the table pretty much at this point. Okay, so back to the article. All the Biden-Harris team has right now is wine-sipping women from suburbs who think abortion is the only issue on the ballot, keeping this White House from falling off a political cliff. For everyone else, the grocery store and the other household bills are on voters' minds. And this focus group was especially unembellished about how the president is doing. All right, so they had to give terms to describe what was happening with Joe Biden. Here we go. And they're just a quick little laundry list of terms. Lost, disaster, necessary, stressed, anxious. Are we allowed to curse or no? The question, and then the person just says basically BS. Anxiety, because we're not going to say that on the radio. Anxiety, worried, indifferent, ugh, abyss, concerned, and just for good measure, disaster. All other observations were a mix of things bad for the Delaware liberal, including the general feeling that Joe cannot be a competent leader and commander in chief. So again, this was evidently with the New York Times. Yes, shell shocked, I'm sure, is the the resultant condition, folks. All right, folks, we're going to head out to a quick break. When we come back, and it won't be long, I promise, we're going to continue, and we've got a caller on hold, so we'll talk to the caller as soon as we come back. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, Thursday edition. Well, we are rocking on through this Thursday edition. You know what that means? It means it's almost Friday. That's right. Friday Eve, and that's the way to look at it, I'm pretty sure. And, yeah, it's almost Friday, folks, and that means we're almost through another great week of broadcasting here on the program, and we're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, by the way, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Or head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, that was pretty powerful last segment in terms of what these focus group people were talking about Joe Biden. You know, saying things like he's lost or indifferent, worried, anxiety, ugh. That's actually one of the best ones. Ugh. That just encapsulates it, doesn't it? All right, well, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got John in Sarasota giving us a call. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Kyle. I'd like to add something to your focus group analogy.
Okay.
I'm a little sarcastic this morning. Say you have a family pet like a dog or something that behaves like Joe Biden. You'd probably put down a warm saucer of milk by the refrigerator and take them to the vet in the morning and have them euthanized. Yeah, that's the situation I'm thinking.
Or just put out to pasture, maybe. We'll say put out to pasture so that you can just kind of hang out.
I like my idea better, but we've got, I'm agreeable. But, I've watched a few hysterical things in the last few days. Nikki Haley has passed some comments that Donald Trump is not fit to run our country. Yeah, but you're a loser. You can't beat them. You're losing in your home state. 83 million people voted for him, but he's not fit to run the country, according to Nikki Haley. So with that being said, Kyle, I think I'm going to hang around till November, and I might have to call you from Vietnam because I think I'm going to retire. Can you reach, like, Hanoi, maybe, if this broadcast...
Well, sure. Yeah, head over to TCN Live. Yeah, you can pick us up anytime.
I might call you from Hanoi.
There you go.
I'm telling you. In November, I think, you know, it's not Joe Biden that's running the country. We have, I think, more power with people like Chuck Schumer. I can go on and on. I mean, they're not fooling me, and I don't think they're fooling anybody that listens to your show. And, you know, once again, it's an embarrassment. It really is. I think we're going to have some really crazy situations coming up real soon with China and Taiwan. But then again, I think Japan might step in to handle that. Never know. And, you know, just we'll see what happens, my friend. But we have a new Democrat, don't we? That replaced the Republican, I think.
That's right. Yeah, it used to be George Santos' seat before he got summarily kicked out of Congress for all the crazy things and lies he told. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a new Democrat in there, and it should be interesting. But I just wanted to drop a line. I liked what, you know, your focus group said, and you want to put them out to pasture? Okay, we'll go with that. Thanks
very
again.
Cool.
Good talking to you, my friend.
Thank you, John. Take care, my friend. We'll talk again soon. All right, John.
Yes,
John in Sarasota, everybody, and always great to talk with him. And well, you know, when he's talking about Nikki Haley, you know, Nikki Haley, if she's saying stuff like that, then it's making it a lot harder for her, I think. And it just starts to smack more of desperation in terms of trying to save a foundering campaign. For whatever reason, she's not getting traction on any of this. And I do think that and this is the way that political campaigns work out sometimes, right? Especially if you're going for the nomination for president. Eventually, it's going to start coalescing. Eventually, you're going to have more or less a consensus that this particular person in any election cycle is going to go in and get the nomination. And we know that these days, especially in the modern era, because it is all very front-loaded. It always has been front-loaded. And at least, as I said, in the modern era, kind of gone are the days where you could have a lot of drama at the convention, where something could emerge that, you know, was a little off the radar. But that's not the way it is. These are coronations these days. So, but Nikki Haley, though, maybe is not seeing that this is kind of where this is going in terms of that it's going to be Donald Trump more than likely at this point. So does she just do more damage to her own career, to her own brand, than if she were to, in other words, keep going on the policies, keep going on those kinds of things. But I think once you start going into somebody's unfit and this kind of thing, other than, and I think the Joe Biden issue is a little bit of a different animal, only because Joe Biden continues to display what is apparently a medical condition, this kind of thing. We've gone over it. And that way she's able to, people will say, yes, I do think something is wrong. We might need a different person to be the nominee. But even so, let's just say that the Democrats do change horses in midstream at some point. They're still going to have all this baggage. But that being said, the messaging machine will kick in and it will be all about abortion. I think I mentioned on the program yesterday, there's a woman running for Congress here in Southern California. And her name is Joanna Weiss. And everywhere you look, it's another commercial for Joanna Weiss. And her commercials primarily are about reproductive rights. Oh, and fighting extremists, of course. But they're honing in. And sometimes I wonder, you know, is that the big issue right now? Because it's interesting to me, because Democrats, typically, they should be running on how great everything is, how wonderful things are. And, you know, in other words, stay the course. You know, let's pile it on. Let's really double down on what we're doing at the border, you know, for the economy, for foreign policy, all this kind of stuff. Let's double it down. But we're not hearing that a lot, are we? What we're hearing about is abortion, for one thing. And so that is a one-issue voter issue, obviously, and that it does resonate. It does make people think. In fact, one of her commercials, I think, starts out with, if the national abortion ban is passed, well, then, you know, we're going to have to fight for blah, blah, blah. And I don't know that there would be a national abortion ban at this point, only insofar as that the Supreme Court, of course, sent all this back to the states. States can make their own determinations about this. And California, let's just say, is a pretty safe state where abortion is going to be never an issue that it would be, that it would ever go away. So that's why I kind of think it's interesting, why they're using this, the way that they are, especially for that particular candidate. But, getting back to what John was talking about with the focus group here, yeah, words like lost and disaster. Stressed, anxious, worried, indifferent, ugh, abyss. That's also a really good one, abyss, because that's kind of how it feels, doesn't it? All right, I think we've got time for one more call to get in here in this segment. We've got James in Clearwater giving us a call this morning. Good morning, James.
Hey, Kyle. Two things real quick. One about Joe Biden and this business about him being a diary, an old man with a poor memory, and we're not going to press charges. That would come into play during a sentencing hearing. It had nothing to do with the charges.
Right.
He was not diary and old when he put those documents in his shed or garage or whatever.
Bingo.
That needs to be the main point. The other thing, this business about putting the nuke into space, it makes a whole lot of sense that it's going to be there to be targeted, because you don't have a path going up and then coming down again, not to mention that we know instantly anytime something like that is launched anywhere in the world. So that would be make sense. But to explode it in space? I don't think so. The Chinese set up a satellite killer missile not too long ago, and it made such a mess that there are so many fragments up there that it's a hazard, permanent hazard to a lot of satellites and things that are up there already. There's so much space junk as it is. You go nuclear and all bets are off. You might as well take everything out of order.
No kidding. Well, I appreciate the call. Do you want to hold over through the break?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, James, I appreciate the call, and you made some great points. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Sure.
All right. James in Clearwater, everybody. Yeah, good point. Yeah, you can't go nuclear in space. That's just going to, I mean, oh, boy, what kind of world are we living in, folks? Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when his snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thursday edition continues on, everybody, through the wee hours of the morning across America. So wherever you're listening from, we want to bid you a very, very good morning and say that we're glad that you're here. We're glad to be here, folks. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And there is no shortage of stuff to continue talking about as we go through this Thursday morning edition, of course. Looks like Rashida Tlaib, everybody, our old friend and the squad up there on Capitol Hill, Rashida Tlaib, votes present, evidently, on a nearly unanimous vote to condemn Hamas's use of, and this is pretty sensitive, folks, use of rape as a weapon of war. This is from Fox News. The House on Wednesday passed a bipartisan resolution condemning Hamas's terrorist use of rape and sexual violence as weapons of war during and since the attacks on Israel on October 7th. The resolution, introduced by Representative Lois Frankel, Democrat of Florida, and endorsed by 200 co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle, passed in a vote 418-0. Democrat Rashida Tlaib, Democrat out of Michigan, voted present. Did you not? Present. Our bipartisan resolution says it loud and clear, rape and sexual violence are crimes against humanity and should never be used or accepted as weapons of war, said Representative Frankel. Hear, hear. Very, I mean, that's great. I mean, this is, everybody can agree on that.
The resolution condemns all rape and forms of sexual violence as weapons of war, including those acts committed by Hamas terrorists, and calls on all nations to criminalize rape and sexual assault, hold accountable all perpetrators of sexual violence, including state and non-state armed groups. So Hamas's actions on October 7th and continuing is almost too difficult to speak about. Raping, mutilating, burning to inflict psychological pain and unleashing trauma that continues to plague a grieving Israel. So again, Rashida Tlaib said she was disturbed, quote unquote, that the resolution, quote, completely ignores and erases any sexual violence committed allegedly by IDF forces. Those claims are unsubstantiated, by the way. But it seems to me that what Representative Frankel is talking about is that, meaning everybody, you know, I think it's all inclusive. But of course, Tlaib, you know, see, this is the problem, folks. This is where, you know, it's just too much focused into what is your personal political agenda and where are your loyalties lying. And you, in other words, you wouldn't even condemn Hamas for doing this, because it doesn't go after Israel's particularly, but it seems like this resolution goes after all nations, state and non-state actors. It sounds, again, like something we can all agree upon. And I do appreciate what Representative Frankel has done here. But Representative Rashida Tlaib is, again, just showing exactly where she's coming from, and certainly, you know, and over time, of course, you've talked about different members of the so-called squad. And these members of the so-called squad have just demonstrated that they're not in Congress to do Congress things. I mean, they're really not. They're simply there to advance their own agenda. It's a platform. We have no real respect for them because they're not, as I said, doing Congress things. I mean, I know that's an oversimplification of what you do in Congress, but Congress things, like, you know, like trying to thoughtfully consider legislation, right? Working on behalf of your district, working for the greater good, you know, this kind of stuff. That's what it should be about. But this has become so polarized and so focused that if you can't condemn Hamas, well, then, you know, we got no use for you on other stuff. And it's just too obvious. That's what I think. All right. So Vladimir Putin, we mentioned this around the beginning of hour number one, I think, just in the passing. But this from the New York Post, Putin makes surprise pick by backing Biden over Trump in a rematch. All right. I can't get over it. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprising pick in the upcoming U.S. presidential election, saying he prefers predictable. See, now that was not a word the focus group used, did it? Focus group did not say predictable. But here comes Vladimir Putin. He's going to chime in. He's predictable. Predictable Joe Biden over Donald Trump, who's complimented Putin over the years. Which of course that made Donald Trump a minion of Putin, a pawn of Putin. I don't know. It seems to me now that if Vladimir Putin is lauding Joe Biden, that means to me, you know, that, you know, could Putin be making another pick now? Because if it was all Russia, 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 which of course we know it wasn't, but the way that it all kind of went, right, was Trump's an agent of Russia. He's working against our democracy, and that's kind of the new way of saying it. But he was a pawn of Putin. He was working as an agent of Russia, and they kind of installed him. You know, the Russians affected the election. Well, does this mean that Putin has now changed his mind and will now affect the election, presumably again, for Joe Biden? Because, in other words, you can't have it. I'm being ridiculous for a reason here. You can't have it both ways. You can't have Vladimir Putin picking the president when it's convenient for you to say he picked the president. And then, because that means he should always be picking the president. So the campaign has nothing to do with anything. You just want to go and kiss the ring of Putin or something like that. All right, so Biden is more experienced, predictable person, a politician of the old school, Putin, 71, told an interviewer on Rosia 1 TV. Again, so this isn't the Tucker Carlson interview. But we will work with any U.S. president who the American people have confidence in. Russia has been widely accused of meddling, as I was saying, in the 2016 election by numerous U.S. intelligence agencies. And, of course, this is nothing new. Putin is widely believed to be interested in stoking internal U.S. divisions. But again, so here you got Vladimir Putin evidently thinking, hey, and of course, what is this code for? What is this code for? This is code for we know exactly how to handle Biden. We know exactly what we're doing. We invaded Ukraine, for goodness sake, because we kind of knew how where Biden was going to do. Tehran knows how to deal with Joe Biden. They know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to come out, they're going to go in the desert, and they're going to bomb out some warehouses after we have plenty of time to get out of Dodge. And it's all going to be fine. They know how to deal with Biden. China, yeah, let's bring them into this. Beijing, they know how to deal with Joe Biden. And this is why, you know, and I'm not trying to be alarmist, but you kind of have a feeling that, you know, here we are. Today's February 15th, yesterday, 14th, Valentine's Day. So we're midway basically through February. But that clock is ticking. The clock is ticking up to the election. The clock is ticking. And you have these bad actors who love to do stuff when Biden is president. And they see that clock ticking down. And so they feel like they're getting into the fourth quarter here, and they don't know which way this is going to go. It could likely, very likely, not be Biden to be reelected, and it could very likely not be the Democrats. And again, we're still heading to the election, so we'll find out. But the idea is that, you know, they think that they can handle Biden. What is it about Donald Trump? And again, just for sake of argument, because he's the likely nominee, what is it about Donald Trump that they don't like? They feel that he's not predictable. They feel that he will make a decision. And they feel that he's the one making the decision. And they don't know exactly what he's going to do. In fact, Donald Trump may call his military commanders into the Oval Office, and like with, going after ISIS. Okay, ISIS is over there. Go get them and stop them. And I'm not micromanaging everything that you're doing. And boom, you know, you start getting results. See, I think they're afraid that Donald Trump will act like that. And they will say to themselves, Donald Trump can release the most professional, effective military in the history of the world if we try something weird. And Donald Trump doesn't have any compunction about doing that. So they think that, you know, something else could happen. So of course, the pick is Biden over Trump for Putin. What else would it be, folks? All right, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We've got another great song. We're going to take another quick look at the weather. And we're going to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I can't believe, again, how fast this program goes by. We're almost to the end of hour number two. And in a normal set of circumstances, it takes a while for 2 hours to go by. But not on this show, folks. Not in the wee hours of the morning across America. Not on your radio dial here. Because, you know, we're just keeping it going. And once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And it's time now to take another look at some of the national weather. But before that, we're going to hear another great song. And this one we have played before on the program. But this one, I want to send it out this morning, especially to Trucker Ron, who I know likes this song. And, of course, has been back with us. He had a medical leave there for a while, and he's back going strong. And so, Trucker Ron, thanks, by the way, for your message earlier today. And I thought we'd play this one because it is a pretty cool song, and I think it keeps us going through the overnight hours. Here we go, folks. Martin Briley, this is The Salt in My Tears.
Should I not go anymore?
Briley. The salt in my tears. So on this program this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone on the two different extremes of Valentine's Day, which was yesterday, of course. The two different extremes. Number one, it's the game of love, you know, and everything's wonderful. And then the other side of the coin, the other extreme, the other part of the spectrum would be, yeah, not worth the salt in my tears. So, I don't know, folks. I think that's, yeah, we just kind of, we swerved into that on the program this morning. All right, so once again, welcome back. Let's take another quick look at our weather out there. Then we're going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're still seeing a lot of this, a lot of snow in central and northern Michigan, Traverse City for sure, down the west coast of Michigan there along the lake, and all kinds of rain mixed with snow for Chicago, Milwaukee, down into Illinois, then through Princeton, Davenport, Burlington. So you got all this rain and heavy rain in some of those areas. Then you've also got rain mixed with snow coming all the way up through most of Wisconsin. The UP covered in snow right now on the radar. Marquette, Michigan, of course, there on Superior. So be careful if you're in that area. And then also we've got lots of snow in southern Idaho this morning, central Idaho, coming out of Spokane, Washington, and I-90, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's, of course, 4th of July pass up there. Be careful. We've also got all kinds of rain up there with Listener Joan in Seattle. Rain and snow all over the area there, and mostly to the east of Seattle at this point. But it looks like you've got rain mixed with snow also in Seattle proper and south of there. Heading on down to Portland, down Interstate 5. Eureka's got rain. We've also got rain coming, snow coming out of Reno on the California side if you're coming out I-80, so be careful there with Donner Pass, and especially if you're heading down 395 this morning. Looks like you got all kinds of snow happening there as well. So be careful. California is going to get some more rain here as we head into the, I think, coming out of the weekend, at least for Southern California. Another atmospheric river, another 2 to 3 inches maybe of rain, and we don't want that, at least in those numbers at this point. But it's going to happen again, evidently, but hopefully it won't be so bad, because we also understand that part of the southern Pacific may be starting to cool down a little bit, and that will actually help not create the El Nino effect and so forth. So, and those atmospheric rivers are kind of tied to that temperature in the ocean. So hopefully that's going to settle down a little bit. All right, well, we're not talking about settling down a little bit, because we're getting ready here to rev it up. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, on the other side of the break, maybe we'll talk about this national security issue that's come up. But we've also got Donald Trump is supposed to be getting on stage with Tim Scott. Is there any real correlation here to a possible VP pick? This is what some people are saying.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to speculate. So, you know, there's no way for me to know. Kellyanne Conway, you know, she threw a lot of people into the mix, including people like Joni Ernst and whatnot. I would say this. Trump would be well served if he would not take an existing politician.
Mm-hmm.
That way that the RNC and the conservatives and the Republicans don't have to fight to replace another seat if he takes an existing politician.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, there are those that are out there that weren't necessarily formerly politicians that could certainly help too. So, yeah, I mean, Lee Zeldin, I think, would be an interesting choice. Even Mike Huckabee. Now, the other thing too, it's almost as important as who Trump picks as VP as who's going to run the RNC since what's her face is allegedly
Rhonda McDaniel.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So that position, I think, is really just as important as a VP pick, personally.
Well, sure, because there's got to be some unity of purpose. You know, we had a great caller just a little while ago, John in Sarasota, talking about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley kind of going after Trump, saying he's not fit for office, this kind of thing. But if you have a great divide that's still there, that's going to affect the ability for the GOP to act with the one purpose in this election.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other thing is that these people are going to have very, very thick skin, because I think we're heading into such uncharted territory that what we saw in Trump's first term is going to be twice as bad as in the second term.
Yeah, it's a picnic at that point.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a picnic. Yeah.
I mean, they're just... I mean, you can see it building right now in such a nasty way. It's terrifying, honestly.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And on the other side of the top of the hour news, I think we need to unpack that a little bit more, only because the country can tear itself apart no matter who wins in November. I mean, this is, and it's kind of set up that way by some of these bad actors. But, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we are climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, and you'll get updated on everything. And like I said, we'll come back and talk about everything, but much more to come with Denise Simon, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Hour number two is now in the books.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.